The log but Amer. And I preface by saying that I'm not a expert in the least of a little bit what we're going to talk about, which is the Pnimius HaTorah, which is let's talk. We'll get it clear as what I want to express, because there's a lot to talk about because it's Pnimius. Whenever you deal with Pnimius means internal. It means deep. Deep. The deeper you go, the more Pnimi means inside. Pnimius is deeper and inside. It's not chutz. Chutz is chitzoini, is external. The deeper you go, the deeper a person goes, the harder it is to explain it. Because once you begin to explain it, then you lose, right? Tell someone that who you love, I love you. Oh, I love you. That's it. I love you. What does it mean, I love you? You can't describe to somebody, right? That's the peace. Noam, you'll tell it, say over to the Olam, the piece of Ani Yadati, that's still that same. Ani Yadati, is that the first piece? Ani Yadati, is that what? That I can't even describe. You know what, I should actually get that. Do me a favor, okay. So I didn't mean to, just I mom just thought, yeah, I'll just share it, just the Sichas. You have it here, the Sichas Aran? I just want to read one, because it mamash fits. And for those who are very connected to Rav Nachman, so they say that Rav Nachman is very connected, right, in Meiron. They have that picture. They have it, thank you so much, of Rav Nachman and Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So he says in the first piece of Sichas Aran, just to express, he says something incredible. He says, "Ki ani adati ki gadol Hashem vadonenu mikol elokim." I know. And he says, "Ki gedulas habayis baruch e efshar loma lechaveru." I can't express it. Vafilu laatzmo e efshar lesaper miyoyim liyoyim. Right? To talk about something so deep, the more you talk about it, the more you lose it. The more you lose something, the more you talk about it. The more you talk about your feelings, pnimi, I'm talking about pnimi, right? By Torah, right? V'dibarta bam, right? The more sometimes you talk about things, the more clear you might get on something. But the pnimius, the more internal when you don't speak something, right? We've spoken about this before. When you're driving in a car with someone who you have a deep, close relationship with, you don't have to talk. Why? Because there's nothing to say. It's deep. It's deep. It's very deep. When it's not so deep, so you have to talk a lot because you're matching the chitzoni. You're matching the energy of the chitzonius of it's not to just sit with someone, to sit with someone. That's why singing together, singing a song together, especially if there are no words, to na 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 na. And close your eyes. If you close your eyes as we're singing, close your eyes as we're singing. Deep and it's slow. That's why it's very popular nowadays to to meditate and to slow down, because the world is so chitzoni. The world is, when I say that, I mean like there's so much going on. It's like fast. But to just sit with yourself and to go deeper and deeper and deeper and deep, and to touch the depth of who you are, the depth of what is so precious and so beautiful. So beautiful. Now, with Mamash totally, I mean, I know where I want to get to, but I don't know where I am right now so much where I thought I was going to get there. So I'll just pick up where I am right now. With Torah, there's the pnimius haTorah. There's the internal of Torah. There's the Torah shebichsav. There's the actual letters of the Torah, which are black and white, literally black and white, and it might appear to be very, very not pnimi, very not pnimi. It might appear, that's why people love to learn. You learn a Sichas Aran, you learn Rav Nachman, and you start talking about, oh, my relationship with Hashem, my relationship to expressing. This is called Pnimius HaTorah. This is when you look in the Torah, and you see letters that say your name, right? When there's Hagba, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to look at the letters. You're supposed to find yourself. You're supposed to find your neshama in the Torah. The Torah is puzzle. If there's one letter that's off, the whole Torah is puzzle. Why? Why? Because it's like Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is one guf, is one body, not physical. Physical also. But spiritual, it's so deep. The Torah is so deep. And when I say deep, it doesn't just mean in lumdus, right? In lumdus, it's also very, very, very deep. When I say lumdus, that means, right, some of you are learning Hechsher Mitzvah, right, the second parak, Shlichus, whatever it is, that you could spend your whole life, over day, night, and you're still deep, deep, deep. But there's another aspect of Torah that's so, so deep. You know, they say, here, I'll bring it out like this. Reb Zusha, everyone knows Reb Zusha, Reb Zisha, and the Rebbe Reb Meilach. They were brothers, right? The Rebbe, the Noyam Elimelech, the Rebbe Elimelech from Lezhensk, and the Noyam, the Reb Zisha, the Rebbe Reb Zisha, Anapol, from Anapol. I mean, yeah, so they were brothers. So it says that they sat to learn brachas. So how does brachas start off? Me'ei Masai. From when do we read? Oh, Meir knows it. Very good. Me'ei Masai Kodesh Rabarvus, right? You ready? This is Pnimius HaTorah. Pnimius HaTorah is the Rebbe Reb Meilech is sitting next to his brother. And they're like, let's learn together. So he goes, Me'emasai, which means what? From when? And Reb Zisha, the Heiliger Reb Zisha, could you imagine? Some, I don't know if anybody here was there when we went to Reb Zisha on his yard site. Sure, you were with us. When we went to Reb Zisha on Ukraine. We were by Reb Zisha. He's buried next to the Mezer Chamagin on his yard site. The Rebbe Reb Zisha, Reb Zusha. So the pshat's like this. He was saying, Me'emasai, Karnashma, Me'emasai, when? And Reb Zisha said, Me'emasi, Karnashma, Barvis. You hear this? You hear my son? Me'emasi, Karnashma. He's like, Me'emasi, Karnashma. That's not, you're reading it wrong. Which means from fear, I read Kriyashma. And he was saying, no, that's not how you read it. It's Me'emasai. Back and forth. No, Me'emasi. What's the pshat? When you're a Yid, when you're a Jew who is total pnimi, you're totally seeing the depth. You're totally seeing the inside. Why is a neshama represented like a fire? Why is a neshama represented, right? An Eish Tamid, they have a Ner Tamid, there's a Hadlaka, a Yartzeit candle, fire. What's the pshat? What's the nature of fire? What's a fire always doing? Always going up. Always going up. It's always going up. A fire is always going up. A fire is never, never, never going down. It's always going up. Always going up. The neshama, the pnimius, the neshama, just like Torah, there's an R to Torah. The har, what do we say every day? The har einenu b'sarasecha. What does that mean? It means when I look in the Torah, what I want to see is I want to see my neshama. I want to see my friend's neshama. I want to see the pnimius of the world. I don't want to see the fact that I was late for the bus, and therefore there's more traffic. So I'm seeing that I was late for the bus, and there's more traffic. I want to see the message that Hashem is telling me in everything that I do. V'hari neinu b'sarasecha, a Jew who looks at the pnimius, he doesn't see. The Slonim Rebbe says about Reb Shimon. He says, the chol kama shatzadik gadol yoiser, the greater the tzadik, he could love the Russia yoiser gadol. The higher you are and the more connected you are to Hashem and the pnimius, ki oirei hairav yored umeir afilu l'rishayim. Right? I learned this the other day, that the tzadikim go into Gehenim. The tzaddikim go into Gehenim. Why? To comfort and to elevate the Rishayim. They go into Gehenim to elevate the Rishayim. They go in there. A yid, the more connected you are to the pnimius of something, the more connected you are to the pnimius HaTorah, the more connected you are to the truth of neshama, of soul, the more connected you are to Olam Haba, which is the Tachlis, the more a person's connected to Su'u Mara Meinechem, Uru'u Mi Bara Eila, when you look outside sunset. Why is it so beautiful to look at sunset? Why is it so beautiful to look on a mountain and to see a beautiful? Why is that so beautiful? Why is it so beautiful? And say, ah, Hashem, I got to go outside and look at the mountains to find Hashem. Esa Einai Ela Harem. I'm going to look at the mountains. I'm going to see. May I know Yisri. Why? Because I'm tapping in to Vayechulu Hashemayim Va'aretz V'chol Tzvam. It's not my world. It's Hashem's world. It's Hashem's world. There's a neshama. I'm here for a purpose. I'm born to the parents that I'm born to. I have the personality that I have. I have the shortcomings that I have. Not because I have shortcomings, because of my neshama. My neshama, when I learn Torah, I wish I could connect. Of course, there's the aspect of connecting to the Shakla Vitaria, the back and forth of the Kasha, the Teretz, the Parsha, whatever it might be. But it's also being able to see the pnimius, to see the inside. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, the fire of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai represents the neshama. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai represents the fact that we are all neshamas. And no matter how many averis a person has done, no matter how dirty a person feels, no matter how many actual averis a person has done, your neshama, Elokai neshama shenasata bi tahiri, is perfect. It's pure and it's always flickering. It's always trying to do one thing. What it's trying to do? To connect to Hashem, to connect to the guy next to you, to connect to yourself, to love, to be humble, to be humble. What does it mean to be humble? To recognize that there's Hashem in the world. I'm a Nivra, and Hashem is my Boire. Do you know how incredible it is that we could recognize that I am Hashem's creation? Hashem created me. Hashem created me. Hashem thought of me, and Hashem wants me. So what happens is we get lost in the whole things of like, did I do right? Did I do wrong? Did I do good? Did I do bad? Am I good? Am I not bad? Hashem wants you and loves you. That's why he created you. That's why he keeps you alive. That's why he wants you. He has a rutzen to be close to you. And the Rebbe says over here, he says, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is lakol, af Reb Shimon lakol. That's what he says. Afilu le'elu shein betachlis shuffle hamatzev. Even somebody who's on the lowest level, ki tzadik kazeh ha'oyev es kol Yehudi is mida keneged mida, that a tzadik is mahu af ata, is just like Hashem is like that, so too I want to be like that. When Hashem was istakol baraisa bar alma, Hashem looked into the Torah and created the world. Why do we have trouble learning Torah? Why does a person have trouble learning Torah? And I want to share with you guys something. The harder it is for a person to learn Torah, this can be a big chizik for many people. The harder it is for a person to learn Torah, whether it's because of your desires, whether it's because of your mental capacity, whether it's because of your reading stuff, whether it's for whatever reason, if it's difficult for you to learn Torah, it's difficult for whatever reason. It's kasha, it's hard. It's hard. When a person is able to realize that there's something called the pnimius of the Torah, there's an internal flame, there's a fire. If a person, it says that when a person looks at the words of the Torah, it's brought down. You're supposed to look as the Torah is lifted up, when your eyes see the letters of the Torah. If you open up a Chumash and you read a Chumash, you open up a Gemara and you fill your brain with the words of the Tanoim. And the, you know what? Oh, you want to hear Pnimius? This is Pnimius. What do the letters Gemara stand for? Gavriel, Michael, Raphael, and Uriel. Four Malachim. Gavriel, Gimel, Mem, Reish, Aleph is Gemara. Gemara. Gavriel, Michael, Raphael, Uriel.
Those are the ones that are...
When a person's... Yes. Mimini, Michael, Mismali, Gavriel, Mavanai, huh?
Where's the chance?
Oh, yeah, of course he's there. Ayin Pirkei Avos. What does Pirkei Avos say? Pirkei Avos says that what? Someone who learns Torah right now. What does it say? In Pirkei Avos, right now it says the Shechina is with us right here. When you learn with a Chavrusa, the Shechina is there. When you learn by yourself, Reb Zisha, Me'emasi Kurdish Ma Barvin. Me'emasi. Shaking. We just learned. In Mesil Sharm, he says, where is Yira? Mesil Sharm says this. When are you supposed to have Yira? What does Yira mean? Like, whoa, awe. He says, the Ramchal says these words, Ba'askoi b'tayraso. When I'm learning Torah, you know, there are very special people who they'll only learn with their hat and jacket and with a gartel. You'll see. There's some Batei Midrash, Beis Medrash is around, that the people learn only with a gartel, with a hat and jacket. I'm not going to go sit around and learn. I'm not saying everyone learn however you learn. I'm just saying, just to understand it, there's a musug of like Hashem is kinegdi. Hashem, just like when I daven, the Rugachover says it. He says, when I'm davening, I'm talking to Hashem. And when I learn Torah, Hashem is talking to me. Hashem is communicating to me. Hashem is talking to me. And when we daven and we ask Hashem, that's Reb Shimon. The Madura, the flame of Reb Shimon. The flame of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Torah Shabal Peh. Torah Shabal Peh, which is the Torah that we learn. The Torah Shabal Peh is Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. It's Rabbi Akiva, his Rebbe. That's why we say, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Ashreichem, 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 Bar Yochai, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Reb Yehuda, Reb Meir Balanes is Reb Meir, Reb Shimon, Reb Meir. What does that mean? You know what it means? It means Hashem wants to communicate to each and every one of us. And there's something called Pnimius HaTorah. It's recognizing that there's a neshama in the Torah. I want to tell you something. When you start learning Torah, when you start learning Torah, and you start approaching the Torah as this, and you're looking for yourself. Everybody's looking for themselves. Everyone's looking to find themselves. So sometimes you'll look, Jonathan. Person looks at, he likes to watch a certain, I don't know what they're called, series or shows, because you identify, you find yourself. You hang out with a certain crowd. This is a serious thing I'm going to say right now. You hang out with a crowd. You're trying to find yourself. I'm part of this chevra. I'm part of that chevra. These are my roommates. This is the yeshiva I go to. What are you trying to do? You're trying to identify yourself and to find yourself and to place yourself in a category, which is all a beautiful thing to do. If you really want to find yourself, you got to find your soul. If you find your soul, then you'll really find yourself. You'll dig really, really, really deep. You will find your soul. Now, someone's going to say, find my soul? How am I supposed to find my soul? And what happens if you find your soul? If you find your soul, you know what you're going to find? You're for sure going to find yourself. Because you're more soul than you are yourself. Someone says, oh, well, I'm searching for my soul, but I really want to search for my emotions. Where do my emotions come from? They come from my soul. I want to find my intellect, my cognitive. Where does all that come from? It comes from your soul. Now, let's break it down. If I'm a person who is totally, totally, totally tuned in with my soul all day, then you'll be totally, totally tuned in with yourself and others and everything all day. But let's not start at that. That's very, very intense. Let's start with 5 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day, 20 minutes a day, trying to find your soul. Where are you able to find your soul? This is where you could find your soul. In the Torah. In the Pnimiyas HaTorah. That's where you find your soul. You want to find your, if you want to find your soul, you want to find yourself, you look and you say, Hashem, you ask Hashem, say, Hashem, I am right now going to be opening up Torah. I'm going to be opening up something. I want to find my neshama. I want to find my mission. I want to find what my life, and I guarantee, Ellie, can I say the story over the crazy? I mean, I'm asking you, what are you going to tell me now? Right. So I guess it doesn't matter. I guess it's too. I want to tell you that I was learning with, first of all, Ellie Minna. I was learning, me and Ellie, we were actually learning. I'm not going to go into the details of what it was, but we were learning Derech Hashem. And I was explaining something, and I gave a mushal. I gave Ellie. I wasn't planning on. We're talking about. It was actually about neshamas and animals and people. Derech Hashem was talking about it, and I was going on, and then I ended up giving this crazy example of something with animals. I gave an example, and I know in my mind I wasn't planning on giving that example, but I just said, oh, you know what? And then I ended up ChatGPTing it, what this thing that I was referencing about animals, and then, is this what happened? And Ellie's like, that's so crazy. Someone just told you that same exact thing a couple of hours before or a day before. So I'm like, okay, great, that's awesome. You learn Torah, things start coming together. Right? This is what happens. I go to my office afterwards, after I was learning at night, I open my phone, someone sends me a message. A person sent me the same exact message that Ellie saw on his thing. We just talked about, he referenced it, and I'm like, oh my gosh, now the message is to me. First the message was to him. Now the message is to me. How many times in a shiur do you feel like the person is talking directly to you? How many times when you open up something, whatever you're opening up, you open up something and say, wow, that's pretty crazy. I just learned this piece and it's talking about something exactly that I was, someone just told me this recently. They said they were learning the inyan of what happens when a person chas v'shalom makes a chil Hashem. What's the tikkun for a chil Hashem? You make a kiddush Hashem. You made Hashem look bad, whatever that means. No, that's not for now. So you make Hashem, right? You were rude to somebody and they say, oh, whatever it is. Now you say, oh, a kiddush Hashem. Simple. Someone told me they mamish had this thing and the next, they were working on their own relationship with that. They thought they chas v'shalom made a chil Hashem. And the next day they learned, or that morning, they learned something that had to do exactly with making a kiddush Hashem. Why? Because Hashem is always trying to communicate to each and every one of us. Hashem is every second, every day, He is saying, it's like a father to a son to a father, where I'm just trying to communicate. Morse code, anything. Hello, is anybody home? Is anybody home? Are you there? Tzion. Tzion. Right? Tzion ain, what is it? Dorish ain la. There's nobody running, right? That story, I said it the other day. The kid who's hide and seek, and everyone runs away from the kid, and he's sitting there hiding for 2 hours, and no one came to see him, and then he comes out crying, saying, everyone ran away. I thought I had a great hide-and-seek place, but no one came to find me. And the Pshat is that that's what Hashem sometimes feels like I'm trying to communicate with you, but you're on your phone. I'm trying to communicate with you, but you're too busy talking to somebody else. I'm trying to communicate. But the second a person would put on the earphones, or put on the like goggles that you could see Hashem, suddenly you'll see Hashem talking to you. You'll see Hashem talking to you. I'm telling you. That's called the pnimius of it. That's Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. That's the Eish. That's the fire that's in each. Isn't it funny that Eish HaTorah, Eish HaTorah, not, I mean, the yeshiva also. But Eish HaTorah, the Eish HaTorah. Eish HaTorah means the fire of Torah, because the Torah, why do people hate, why do people mock the Torah so much? Why do people say, those people are learning Torah? Why does Torah get such a bad rap? The same reason Hashem gets such a bad rap. What do you need to be connected to Hashem? Because the second you start listening to Hashem, the second you start, and when I say listening to Hashem, I don't mean it in the way you might think, but you start hearing the messages that Hashem is trying to communicate to you. Hashem is trying to communicate to you. He's trying to tell you something. And He tells it in the pnimius of the Torah. He could tell you. I guarantee you, they used to have this thing called it still exists, the Gorel Agra, where mamish tzaddikim, they can open up somewhere, they can mamish tell you exactly what's going on in your life, what you need. What are you looking for? What are we all looking for? What are we looking for? We're looking for ourselves. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai represents that you could find yourself with Reb Shimon. People forget that. Reb Shimon's, when the Mishnah says Reb Shimon Omer, that's Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. That's who it's talking about. When there's a machlokes, Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, we just learned it today, Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon. That's Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Reb Akiva, Reb Meir. That's Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. When you open up a chumash, you open up a chumash. We learned, right? We learned the Rebbe says, right? Me and Itcha, we started learning. We're learning. Now, Zagin Yiddish, what we're learning. What are we learning? Zagin Yiddish. We learn, I say it in English. He says it in Yiddish, because I'm trying to brush it up on my, especially the Chassidish Yiddish, a heavy Yiddish. We're learning the Divrei Yoel. We're learning Rabbi Yoel, the Satmar Rebbe. He says incredible. He was talking about Hakel and bringing people together, Tzamen, bringing people together to be together for Kedusha, for Heilig, for Torah, Kedusha. And that first Rashi, and last week when we started, the first Rashi was saying Hakel, was talking about that Nemar Bahakel, Kedushim was said Bahakel. Shlomo Melech, Koheles. Hashem is giving us messages. Hashem wants to talk to us. Hashem wants to communicate. Hashem wants to answer all of your problems. I'm not saying not to go to your therapist because of that. Go to your therapist. But spend. I'm not telling you that. That's Reb Shimon. Mayor, I'll get to you in 1 second. He says, Reb Shimon, Kol Yehudi Mesugal Eskarev El Hashem Yisparach, from the Koyach of the Or of Reb Shimon. The Harav No Hashem Elokeinu is Divrei Soiroscha. Make it sweet. Make it sweet. When we say make the Torah Kedosha sweet, that's what we mean. When we say make the Torah sweet, it's one of the things that we want it to be, is to be able to see yourself in the Torah. You could see it, you can. You could see it, you could find yourself, you could find your family, you could find your challenges, you could find your inspiration, you could find everything that you're looking for. We just have to open our eyes a little bit and to see the pnimius of it, to see the internal, to see the neshama, to see the neshama. Because the neshama always wants to come close to Hashem. The neshama always wants to be closer to Hashem. And the more you open yourself up to see it, that's how someone like Reb Chaim Kanievsky could see a grasshopper sitting, right? What's the story, Avram? The grasshopper was sitting on, right? They have it in the book. Grasshopper was mama sitting on his desk or in his room. A grasshopper, a kosher grasshopper. Sitting in his room. So I can get a video sent to you because we're trying to understand. We're trying to understand something. How to decode it. How to decode it. That you have chaverim, you speak to people, especially if you're learning the Pnimiyas HaTorah. Especially if you're learning Mesil Sisharim. Especially if you're learning Chassidus. Especially if you're learning Tanya. Especially if you're trying to find it. If you're trying to find it, you will find it. And it's scary. That's why it's scary. It's very difficult. Because once you find your niche, and one of the things that we have in our generation that we're lucky, that we're blessed, the blessing that we have that each and every one of us has, the blessing we have is that we have so much access to that. We have so much access to what we need in the Torah. We have access to it. When I say access to it, you have podcasts. You have books. There's so many ways to find it. There's so many people. You have Rebbeim. You have older guys who've been there, been through what you've been through, and you could talk to them. You could ask them. You could have people who Rabbi. I don't know, you guys don't know Rabbi Simon. We got Rabbi Simmons. The second time I'm saying it. Rabbi Simmons, you've talked to someone like Rabbi, who was by, how many years were you by Rabbi Weinberg? 25 years. He wrote a book on Momo and Reynona's Mamasha Gadol. Rabbi Noach Weinberg was my Rosh Yeshiva's brother, was a person who was a brilliant, when I say brilliant, I'm not talking about Alts College brilliant, he was Alts that also, but a brilliant human being in understanding the neshama and the tchunas and nefesh of a person, Eisha Torah, 25 years of a person who learned by somebody, you could add, I guarantee anybody here, and this is not a negative at all, I guarantee myself included, so I'm not, any question that you have, I've said this many times to people, anybody struggling with any philosophical questions in Yiddishkeit, some people think like, oh, I have all these philosophical questions in Yiddishkeit. Learn Derech Hashem once with the Feldheim, that one, and tell me if you have any kashas anymore. You won't have kashas because he'll address any question that you ever had, guaranteed. I know I'm putting you on the spot, Rabbi Simmons. I guarantee you, we should get the the thing you gave out, that you gave to me, we should get it for the yeshiva also, for the guys to see it. Questions, these are smart people who have good questions. You might have a question on your amuna. You might have a question on your amuna. You might have a question, do I work or do I learn? Do I stay in kollel? Do I not? How many years do I stay in yeshiva? How do I find Hashem? How do I connect to Shabbos? How do I stop giving into my Yitzhara? How do I stop giving into my addiction? How do I stop with this? Like we said, it's all been there, done. All the nachalim, all the holchim layam, it's all the same stuff. It's all the same. We're all struggling with the same stuff that everybody's been struggling with. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, us, from Reb Shimon Bar Yochai all the way to us. That's why we celebrate. That's why Thursday night, the Olim should try and get to Meron. You should try and go to Meron, try and go to the Tzadikim to see the Adlaka. Why? So someone's going to say, why? Guess what? I don't know. Because that's what we do. That's what the Yidden do. That's what we do. I guarantee you go to Reb Shimon, or you go to Adlaka, and you look at the fire, and you look at the fire, and you see that, and you want to connect to your neshama. I want to connect, Hashem, I want to connect to the pnimius of what this world is about. I want to connect to the pnimius of why I was put on this planet. I want to connect to myself. Isn't that so crazy? You know how crazy it is? The whole world is screaming, connect to myself, to connect to myself. And what do we have? What do we have? We have a way to connect to our neshama, which is the essence of myself. By just opening up and learning. Opening up. And if you have trouble doing that, I said, speak. There are people here who can help you. I guarantee I'll give anybody a test on this. I would give anybody a test on this. I know I'm putting myself out there, but I'm not even so nervous. If anybody never tried it, pick up any sefer in this Beis Medrash, anything, pick it out, pick it up, open it up, learn it. Say, Hashem, I want to see the light of my soul. That's what a Rebbe can do. That's what a tzaddik can do. That's what people who work on themselves, they can do. You know why they can do it? Not because they have magic. Because it's all connected to neshama. It's all connected to Torah. It's all connected to the pnimius HaTorah. I know it sounds, it's already 6:32. I know it sounds like, you know, it might sound like I'm not that there's anything wrong if it sounds like this, but I want to be clear about what I'm saying. I'm not saying to learn, the goal is not, I'm not saying learn more Torah. Obviously, halavai that's what we do. What I'm saying is, if you're looking for yourself, I have a great way for you to find yourself. That's what I'm saying. I have a great way for you to find yourself in the Torah. Does that mean you have to learn 12 hours a day? No. Does that mean you have to learn 5 hours a day? No. Does it mean you have to learn an hour a day? Not even. It means find yourself in the Torah, because you will find, not find. If you're looking for yourself, you will find yourself in the Torah. That I could tell you. And that's the lesson, one of the lessons of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. One of the lessons of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is that we're here in 2025. I don't know if any chevra is going to Meron, and we're talking about Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, and we talk all day about Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon and Neshama and Shabbos and where am I going and what's my family going to be like and who am I going to be. That's all Neshama. That's all in this world. That's all Reb Shimon. It's all loving every Jew. Every Jew has that koyach. Every Jew, every Yid. Do you know that? You know, that's Eshet Torah. Every Yid. Every Yid, no matter how far they are, they have the same neshama that we have. Yes. Drake, what's his name? What's Drake's name? What's his name? Aubrey. His name's probably Avraham. Right? For real. I'm serious. Right? Who else?
Bernie
Sanders. I don't know these guys.
No,
right? What does it mean? So it sounds funny. It sounds silly. You know what the pshat is? The pshat is when you look at a yit, when you look at a Jew. Okay, yeah, you can go through. You're correct. Who? Yeah, these are classic yidden. Drake is a chiddush already. But what's the pshat? Why am I saying that? Because when you live in the world, let me ask you something. If somebody would come, they have a story where Bob Dylan, I don't know if you guys know Bob Dylan. They have a story. I know the story because it was from Shayashev, where he went and had a conversation with Reb Shlomo Freifels, a famous story where Bob Dylan, in my day, I don't know if you know, Bob Dylan was like the in the 60s, in the 70s. And why would he come to Yeshiva? He's a rock star. He's Bob Dylan. Why would he do that? For one reason. Because he's looking for himself. He's looking for his soul. And he actually had a conversation. I don't want to say over the whole thing. I'm sure it's documented. But it was something like he asked Rabbi Freifel, can I come to Yeshiva? I'll get an apartment where I'll rent a place in Bell Harbor or something, and I'll come into Yeshiva. Rabbi Freifel said to him something like this. If I misquoted, I apologize. But the point was, Rabbi Freifel told him, you could find out from your grandfather, I'm sure he knows the story, right? That he said, like, no, you got to commit to be in yeshiva. If you want to, you got to commit. You got to be here. You got to stay in yeshiva for a month or two then. Okay? I don't know why he said that, what the whole they say, because he wanted to make sure that he was invested. He's invested. What was that quote? I saw a great quote. Who sent this to me? One second. Oh, great quote. From Viktor Frankl, also a Yid. Man, a book you got to read, Man's Search for Meaning. Holocaust survivor, Austrian psychiatrist. When a man can't find a deep sense of meaning, they distract themselves with pleasure. Again, when a man can't find a deep sense of meaning, they distract themselves with pleasure. We all love to seek pleasure. We all want pleasure. We all want to feel good. We all want to dot, dot, dot. We're all deep down searching for ourselves in the deepest way possible. In the deepest way possible. Lag Ba'omer is a time. Reb Shimon, the Tana Reb Shimon can give us, it's like a crazy thing, can give us that chizik that I can actually find. I want that we can actually find ourselves. And I want to tell you the last thing, and we'll end off with this. Yeshiva's almost over. You have a few weeks to yeshiva to be over. So you say, okay, what I got, I did get, I didn't get, I did, great, blah, 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 blah. Don't think, because I've seen it happen. Don't think, because when you're dealing with finding yourself and you're dealing with the Torah, don't think there's any time bound problem over here. Hashem can have you connect to yourself in the deepest way that you ever could imagine. It's not about how many weeks are left in yeshiva. It's not about what your year was like. It's not about how long it takes. Because once you hit it, there's no going back. Once you hit it. That's what's scary sometimes for people. Once you hit it, look at Shimshon Klein. You guys know Shimshon Klein? He hit it. Anyone who knows Shimshon Klein, he hit it. He hit. He hit the waters, the fresh waters of Torah, and there's no going back. There's no going back, because once you hit it, you know you could find yourself in that. You know you could find yourself in that. Hashem should help us all. Avram or Nisanel, you'll do a... Yeah, you choose.
yesterday.
Bring it up. Even if you are not talking out of hatred, but rather mean it as a joke, if it implies something negative about a person, then it is forbidden, even if everyone knows it's a joke. The Rambam compares someone who talks Lashon Hara in a joking manner to one who shoots poisonous arrows for fun and claims, "I'm only joking." The Chafetz Chaim adds, "Look how bad Lashon Hara is. Even if you love the person who you are talking about and you mean it as a joke, nevertheless, it is forbidden."
Thank you very much, Rabbi.